Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Before we get started with the show, just want you to make sure to check out our blog on divaofdoula.com, where our Diva Carrie will be doing a blog shortly or in the little near future about the big news about Andre. So we'll be discussing more of that with the show. And also check us out on Twitter on Diva of Days of Our Lives. And we're also on Facebook at Diva of Days of Our Lives. And you can also check us out on iTunes and check us out all our interviews what we've had here and all the other shows that we've done here on Blog Talk Radio. I have Anna with me. Hi, Anna.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
And, yeah, hi. And Diva Carrie can't be here tonight, so we'll be having it. And we have one caller. I think it's Jen. I'm going to bring her on because she has to go.
Okay. Hey, ladies.
Hi, Jen.
Hey there.
Hi. Yeah, lots of stuff to talk about this past week.
Yeah.
And
And
before I do that, I just check out our. Yeah, go ahead, Anna.
I was just gonna say I may have to mute myself a lot because I've got a bad cough. Start getting annoying, just text me if you can hear it. Like that.
I'm sure you'll be fine. So, yeah, we'll just pimp our friends Bob at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, and also check out at Lauren Coslow and at Teo Penglis, and also at Guilt Trip USA, Ian Buchanan. So, what does everyone think of the news that just, the spoiler news about Andre? I
guess he better not die.
I'm in denial.
I know. Yet again.
This better be one of those dead but not really dead stories.
or another twist.
I mean,
or
like,
Ron has something up his sleeve.
We've only been wanting like Kate and Andre together since he kidnapped
her.
Yes,
and we got it.
I mean, and we finally
and we
got
just,
it.
We finally got it.
And we just finally
and
got
I,
some kisses.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, and this is something that Jan had said too, which I agree with. It's like we're getting all this good stuff with Teo
mm-hmm.
and Lauren and Kate and Andre, and I really like the stuff with Vivian and Stefan and stuff, and the whole Demira, because I think that could make such a good story. And then you take Andre out of the, you know, like we're seeing all this good stuff now, and then it's. Like, why did we have to wait for so long for this good stuff? And now that we're getting it, now we find out it's going to – because Andre's one of the main, forces in that whole family that drives – I mean,
I'm calling the new Stefano
– Vivian.
Stefan Foe.
Oh.
Like F-A-U-X. Stefan Foe.
Stefan Foe. Yep. And the play on the name is kind of clever. Stefan O. DeMiro.
It is clever.
Whoever thought that to bring
but
him in like that.
Let's be honest. I think all three of us can agree. As much as Tyler Christopher is a handsome guy, he's a nice guy, good actor and all that. As much as he is, he does not have the charisma that and the presence. I mean, not trying to bash him or anything. I like him. But he does not have that magnetism, if you will, to keep the Demira family, Tony slash Andre, they're the glue. He's the glue that pulls it, that brings it all together.
Here's the thing. And Andre's the oldest son. He's been there. And we're taking this character and actor. It's just like what they're doing is they're trying to bring in a younger,
it's
other
obvious,
Demira.
But it sucks.
But why, when you already have one? And it's just it's just infuriating that they do that. Like, why bring in another Damara when you have Andre and you have Chad right there? I mean, that's enough
and,
right there. But, I mean,
well,
you don't need
can
another
see,
one.
Like, okay, like, I can't remember if we talked about this last time or not, but you know how he said the ends justify the means, and when he was looking at Stefano's portrait, he was like, the ends justify the means, and he's determined to keep the company. Okay, I could see him having a grander plot that even Vivian is not aware of or whatever. I can totally see
that
he's
playing
in order to save the company. And to sort of entrap them, even. You know, they could totally make this. Don't you think, Jen? They could totally make this salvageable.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of
they could
the big picture.
The other way. Yeah, and then after Andre and Kate have sex, okay, he can confide in her and get her on his side, and then together could he plot to take Dom Vivian and Stefan, and maybe even Chad and Abigail. I mean, they could be like, you know, because they're not all good. Yeah, they're close to Chad and Abigail, but still.
Do we all agree that even though Abigail plucked that hair from Stefano's head, that there was a switcheroo
DNA.
Yeah. And that that Andre's
Andre
hair is in the
Vivian.
Yeah, exactly.
They could have done that.
And at the time, they weren't thinking that he was involved. So they were like, yeah, you go watch Vivian. Keep your eyes on Vivian. So it's like the perfect plan that way for him.
Yeah,
but
nobody knows he's involved yet.
No.
But isn't it so quick? He's supposed to die on Friday.
Really? Yeah, I'm not sure when, but I'm so pissed. I mean, yeah, it's like all of a sudden, boom. And it's like they really didn't think that we'd all be like, okay, so you're just trading in. You're letting go of the legacy that is Teo Penglis and his characters for a guy that, okay, he's, I mean, I'm like, if he walked into a room, I'd think, wow, what a hot guy. What a, you know, but he's not a Stefano Damara, and he's not a Tony or Andre Damara. And what pisses me off is, they work so hard between the writers and Teo. They work so hard to make Andre believable.
Right.
Like that he
yes,
he
and it brought
morphed
him back
into
believable.
More he morphed into more of a Stefano where, okay, the can do bad things, but he's redeemable and he's not a caricature. He's not the villain caricature that they had before with him.
Yeah.
And so they didn't he did magnificent work in the writer's
he has his scoundrel side and his devilish side, but yet
Sweeble,
but he's humorous
thing.
And he has
he
a
basically
heart.
He basically merged Tony and Andre together in a way because he's got the romantic side, but
to
he's
also
a scoundrel. Yeah,
He's rootable now, and
I
mean the outrage is out there.
He's got that special relationship with Abigail, and I mean, and then it really pissed me off when we're kind of starting off. I guess I should shut up, but it's like. It pissed me off when he said, oh, and he's just using Abigail to make Chad trust him. The one thing so far, and I didn't get to see the last half hour of Friday's show. I saw the rest of it, the rest of the week. But it seems like he legitimately is in love with Kate. He's not just playing her, at least what I've
seen
so far.
Yes, I believe that. And I also believe he feels he's worried. I can understand why he did what he did. Because he believes that he always should have had that, even over Chad. He feels that's his right. It's his, you know, and that's why he did this, brought in and went after Kate. But he's fallen in love with Kate. He's still close to Abigail, and he's still slightly guilty. You can see he's feeling he has that mixed emotions. He's not like real, like a devious, vengeful. He's doing it
so why
to get
would they go to
the
all
control
that
of the company.
Trouble. To them to kill him off.
Can I inject?
Kill him off.
Sure, sure, Jen. I'm sorry. I got all fired up.
I don't blame you. But when One Life to Live was on the last year, they like on the Thanksgiving episode, they started to kill off one of the legacy children, and it was all just a red herring. I'm wondering if this is a red herring that he's not going to die.
I don't know. That's what I'm hoping. I think that's what a lot of people are. I've seen different theories out there. People have different theories. Yeah. Oh, he's not really dead, or Tony's coming back, that it's either, but yeah, we all, the main thing is we all want Teo to stay, whether he's Andre or Tony.
Right.
But actually, right. I have grown to like Andre better than Tony.
Me too.
But
oh, no,
like, I guarantee you.
Originally, I was bummed that it wasn't Tony at first, but I have grown attached to Andre as well.
Right. And I love Andre now. Love what he did with the character. Love Kate and Andre.
Uh-huh.
We have to talk more about them.
Yes, me too.
Love them.
Yeah.
They've could have gone so far with them as like a superpower couple and in with the Damiras and all that. But I guarantee you, Tony's been gone for so long, and there's a lot of people that want him back. I mean, how we've grown to love Andre, and we're pissed because, you know, if he really is killed off. I guarantee you, if Tony does come back, Teo will make us fall in love with Tony, like, all over again.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I really don't care as long
I can see them going that way.
I would also hope that he would find Kate as well, but not just automatically go back.
That could be. They could Kate could, like, okay, it was Andre, and then she sees Tony.
Yeah.
So, and I know we have, and what makes me think of this, Anna is back. And she brings out the urn again with Tony. You know, there's the Tony references there. That was hilarious with Roman.
Just when we thought she was normal, finally.
That's
hilarious.
So there's always that my Tony, and I hear that he does run into Andre, which I'm waiting to see those two. You know, her encounter with Andre. I think she gives Kate a warning, and Kate's like, well, Kate still doesn't truly fully trust Andre, and she's even told him that. You know, and he knows that. But I'm just wondering, but from what I understand, like, we all think, people think, then there will be Tony and Anna. But from what I understand, I don't think Leanne's on full time.
No.
I don't know. So it's only a short term. So there's also that possibility of Tony and Kate. So I don't know. It could be, or it could be he's not really dead.
Kate,
who knows?
I
mean, it could be
all the Damiras, I just feel like she's just so Damira, and that, her chemistry with Chad and history with Chad and, all that. I love it, though, that Louise Sorrell is in the mansion as well, like with her and
Oh,
Kate,
my God.
You know,
she
kind of
is
fun.
A flippin' hoot. I just love her. She's so. The scenes with Kate, Andre, and Vivian with those three, oh my God. The zingers were flying between Kate and Vivian. Oh my God. I can't remember. I don't know if Jen remembers them or just, she called her Stefano's whore, and I forget what she called Andre, some kind of mental weakling or something.
Yeah.
What's that?
Psycho or something. Unhinged.
Yeah.
Who's calling who unhinged?
And they were just like back and forth. So, but we have to discuss the Condre sex, Anna. I mean, did you see? I have a complaint. I have a complaint that pisses me off. We did not see anything in the bedroom. I'm not saying we have to have the hot sex, but can't we see them in bed with the shirt off and the covers can be up? I don't care. We can see them laying there kissing,
that they
the afterglow or whatever.
Scene. So I was thinking about that was going to happen, but I didn't.
Yeah, unless it's coming up. But here's the thing: what pisses me off? We've seen Kate in bed with all these other men. We've seen her with Damo.
Yeah,
we saw her. I don't know. Did she sleep with A. Martinez? I can't remember.
Clyde.
I don't think so.
Clyde, Saruman,
Clyde. We see it, and they're older men. Dama.
Yeah.
So there's Teo. Okay. Yeah. He's an older man. Okay.
He's still got it going
but he's
on.
Also a gorgeous older man.
Oh, yes.
Come on. That chest has still got it. I'm sorry. But I don't understand why they will not let him have a love scene. I just don't get it. Poor Andre hasn't had sex in 30 years. So he hasn't been with anybody. So I guess it was
that
with
would
Krista,
explain,
I suppose,
that
back
was
in the day.
That would explain why he had the big smile on his face the morning after the first
Oh, yes. Did you see him sitting there bringing his And Vivian comes in. Well, you're sure looking happy this morning. And then she must have said something about
she made some snarky comment about the noise. It wasn't very nice at all. But
the noise.
He said, and then Kate was like, "What? Did you have your ear pressed against the door or something?" Or
Instead of about hearing all that
but they
noise,
are funny.
You know.
Yeah.
They are funny. But anyway, that was my complaint. I think we should have got a little peek in the bedroom, you know, between those two.
Yeah, yeah.
They would have been fun.
We did get some
but I did like
kisses.
The kid. I
we
mean,
did
they.
Get some
and we
did
got
some
a
kisses.
Mouth, a full on mouth tongue kiss, maybe. I think maybe we got a good kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least we got that because they were teasing us with just those little pecks, you know. So at least we got that. So that was fun.
I something hit me too where I wanted to say something kind of generally, except for this issue with Andre possibly being killed. That's a big if, but I mean, that's a big qualifier there. But I realized that I like never use my fast forward button anymore. I mean, I've always I'm actually engaged to every story and characters I used to not give a crap about. Like Claire, you know, for example, I mean, I really, and even the whole Wilson/Paulson/, you know.
Oh, yeah, those are all good. That
I mean, all those guys are good. I mean, you know, it's like, and I'm glad we saw Victor. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've seen Victor for a while really much. So.
Oh, yeah, the whole Victor Brady Eve thing going on. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and then Sunny saying goodbye. I don't remember when that happened, if that was the week before or this week, but when Sunny went off
there's some this
you know,
week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
more
it's,
last week,
so
I guess.
I would say really every story, like even if they're not my favorites, I don't know. But anyway, I got off track a little bit. Jen, go ahead and if you want to share some more about Condre, I just wanted to throw that out while I was thinking about it.
I sure hope it is a red herring. I do not want him gone.
Now, how would you like it? Would you want him back as Tony? Would you be okay with that, or just as long as he's on? Or do you like
as Tony?
Do you like Andre?
I like them both.
Or you don't care either one.
You what?
I like them both, but I like Tony better.
Oh, you like Tony better? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, who would you like to see Tony with? Would you like him to see Anna? Or would you like somebody new, or Kate? Or you think Kate?
I'm
I think
kind
it's
of
funny to. Oh, go ahead.
Anna and Roman, or maybe Tony and Hope.
I don't think I'd go for that too much.
I don't know
why, but.
Thing then, and they're still trying to shove Hope and Rafe down our throats, but. I don't know who. They would get, or maybe Tony was not allowed to have sex either. So I don't know. Maybe Tony won't have anybody either.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a total waste of a gorgeous man. I'm telling you, Jesus.
But we definitely.
I don't know.
I mean,
anyway,
since you're really familiar with Ron's writing, we know how he loves doppelgangers. And like Marianne said to me earlier today, Teo is the doppelganger of all doppelgangers. You know, far as like so. What are you thinking in terms of if you had to get inside Ron's head?
That could be scary.
It could be a very scary, interesting, but scary place sometimes, but no.
Yeah.
In a good way. But.
Yeah. Well,
he has in mind?
I can see Tony coming back.
I think, you know what I think would be the more likely thing in that case? Is because his death was so long ago that it would be less fresh on everyone's mind, you know? Because, I mean, look at what they had to do to get Will, who we all watched suffocate to death, you know, be strangled. But how they managed to resuscitate him with Rolf. Well, Rolf's gone now. So it seems to me like, I mean, I still can't get that wood chunk out of my mind, and I must have bashed them on the Sony site for the Sony boards for like months after that, dying by chunk of wood. Remember that, Marianne?
But you also remember he was in the hospital, and Lexi was his doctor.
Yeah,
and there was always
Lexi
even right after that, we all thought that she declared him dead, but he really wasn't, and they whisked him off.
Soon.
What's that?
It was like, yeah. You're his sister. I mean, hey. You want to try a little bit longer than 30 seconds? I mean, you know. That's a good point, Mary.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so I don't know. They could bring him back anyway.
They could bring his cousin Eugene in to bring him back somehow. He was a mad scientist.
Oh, yeah. Eugene.
Now,
it would be fun to have him back on.
Now, the thing that's tricky about bringing Tony back is, oddly enough, he's actually genetically not a Dimera, whereas, which I wouldn't care about, but if they're talking about Dimera legacy and all that, I mean, mm-hmm. Andre was actually proven to be his son, whereas we all know Tony never was. Technically.
But then again,
not
Tony
that,
has been
but
his, a, but wait a minute, Tony's been a Dimera off and on, off and on.
That's
so
right.
somebody
that's
could
true.
Come say, yeah, guess what?
Yeah,
I really am
right.
a Dimera now.
<That's>
He'll come
right.
back with
Who
proof
knows?
Saying,
the
you know, my mother lied.
So
it, she really
yeah.
wasn't with the gardener. She just didn't want me to
uh-huh.
be with – she just didn't want Stefano
uh-huh.
to know. So, yeah.
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 They can,
oh,
they can
fix
pretty,
that easy.
Look, let's face it. They can make up whatever
it's
the heck they
Dimera.
Wanted, and we would
yeah.
and we would buy it because we want it back.
But if you remember, they have changed Tony back. He was a Dimera, wasn't a Dimera, was a Dimera. So it's back and forth. Just like John. I don't. Now, wait a minute. Isn't John, isn't that Auntie Viv? He doesn't even refer to her as Aunt Viv. I mean, is he, that's his supposed to be. He was raised in Alamein, even though we know who his parent, that goofy guy, John. But he still was, he hasn't really said anything about being, you know, related to Vivian yet.
Yeah.
They haven't encountered each other, but how did you like the encounter with Vivian and Brady? Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
When she said something about that, she come over to the mansion and said about, you know, the Dimeras and the Kiriakis just going against each other. And she says, we're going to bury you. And I'm there, oh, my God. That reference to, you know, like, you know, being buried alive.
Yeah.
So,
That was the Taj Mahal. That Tony came up with, or Andre, that reference?
Oh, yeah, something, go back to your, Kate said something, go back to your crypt.
Yes.
Crawl back into your crypt again, or whatever, yeah. Yeah, they kept referencing that, because Brady put her in, right? She put Carly in, and Brady put, and then she put Maggie in, right?
Yep.
If I'm remembering back, and then Brady put her in.
Yeah. So I can't stand Brady anymore.
Brady? Oh, Brady's stupid.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now, do you think, we know he's playing Eve, but
she is definitely playing
Eve. She is definitely playing him, too. Although she didn't leave on to Chloe. She left on to, it seems like she's falling for Brady and being all, but I think she's really playing him. Like, and Victor warned him. He said.
Yep.
Don't be so cocky, don't be, you know, because watch out for Eve.
Yep.
So, yeah. Do you like them as a couple, Eve and Brady?
No.
I don't particularly care. No, I don't either. And we have Teresa's coming back.
Nope.
You don't like Teresa and Brady?
No.
No?
The problem I have with Teresa.
I like Cole and Brady.
They destroyed Kim to pimp her. And I think that was disgusting what they did to Kim.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that was wrong. She's one of my favorite all time. And they just threw
her
under
to
pimp her.
Yeah.
And it's like, seriously?
Yeah.
What did you think of the Joe Mascola scene?
With
Anna.
You mean with Andre? With Anna?
No, with Anna.
Oh, did I miss that?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean talking about Stefano? You mean with the picture and everything?
Yeah, and they went back to her talking to him in the cell.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did see that. Right. And she said, you know, she says, I can't believe he, you know, that he, because Steve was saying he probably might have died of cancer already. And she said, well, he sure didn't look sick to me when I talked to him. Yeah. So, yeah, it was nice to see, like, Stefano back, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah. So of course, remember they did that flashback then with Steve and Shane, where they did, where they did see that picture on there, and he said, "Wait, that wasn't me," which gave like, "Uh-oh, maybe he really is alive," you know. So, yeah. And have you heard rumors of EJ coming back?
I've heard
there's
rumors,
been rumors out there about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if James Scott doesn't want to come back, who are they going to get to play him?
I know it's kind that would be just kind of hard to accept somebody else in that role. It would be hard, I think. Just like it would be hard to accept Stefano, somebody else, or even Tony or Andre, somebody else. I mean, there's certain characters that you just can't recast.
That's true.
So. I don't know.
Oh, what'd you think of Roman defending Anna?
Oh, yes. Oh, everyone makes mistakes. Yeah. Well, kind of are key. Like with Roman, he's kind of comes a little bit alive, like when he's with Anna or even when he was with Kate.
Yeah, I like that.
So, yeah. It's kind of like him and Anna are funny together, you know. And she is funny when she brings out Tony in the urn. It's just funny. So I'm looking forward to seeing her running into Andre, you know, because they really have a history that goes way, way back. You know, when he, you know, was impersonating Tony. And she slept with him and, you know, Tony at the same time. So, yeah, those are always... It'll be fun to see that. So what do you think of do you see the chemistry between Tyler Christopher and Marcy Miller?
I see more
Gabby
with Chloe.
See more with Chloe?
I thought he was kind of a douche, personally. He's hitting on everyone
in
the town. I don't like that. Ugh.
Yeah, he's very arrogant and like, but I see. I don't know. I like Chad and Abby, but I do see a little more chemistry with Tyler Christopher than I do Billy Miller. But I don't know. That could just be me. But and Gabby has chemistry. That Camilla Barnes, she's so good. I mean, She's good with just about anybody. I like her with
she's
just about
kind of
anybody.
Like, she's kind of like Lauren Coslow. She has chemistry with just about everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm really
because I
really
like her with Eli.
I'm really loving the story with JJ and Lonnie and Eli and
Gabby. Now Lonnie.
And I never thought I would be interested in Lonnie at all. And it's like I'm really sucked into that now.
Yeah, now Lonnie found out she's pregnant. And she knows it's Eli's. Mm-hmm. And then it was a big conversation with her and Eli. And I thought she was about ready to tell him, but JJ overhears her.
Eli needs a smack upside the head, though. He being dumb.
Figure it out, Eli, you dummy.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Men are clueless when it comes
to
that. They don't think.
Isn't he supposed to be wasn't he an FBI investigator?
And here's the thing. Lonnie said to him, he said, we just slept together. She says, but there are consequences from that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what consequences could there possibly be? I'm there. Hello. That's a man for you.
I'm like, either you got her pregnant or your dick's going to fall off from some disease. One of the two.
Yeah.
You should be
but there's
in
no, and according to a man,
Eli.
There would never be any consequences. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, for being an FBI agent. I mean, really.
Yeah.
So, and then JJ overhears her, you know, and she more or less admits that she's thinking about having an abortion. And, of course, he thinking he's the father, of course, he's, you know, stepping up to the plate and saying, no, I'm going to help you. And, So we have that whole storyline going on. And then Theo's leaving. So, everybody, you know. Yeah. So, I have a feeling, I guess, Theo, the character, will be back after so long.
Yeah.
At some point, sounds like. So what do you think about the whole Sierra Rafe chumming up to each other, like she's covering for him now?
I don't.
I think it's a weird dynamic. It's almost like I almost feel.
Did you
like,
get a weird vibe from them too?
Yes, I almost.
I've seen it out there online.
Like, yes, I almost.
Are they
going to
go there?
Thing like yeah.
Is she
going to
sleep with her
too? That's totally what I was thinking.
Kind of like the old storyline with Addie and Julie.
Oh.
The mother
yeah.
and daughter with the same guy.
Oh.
Kind of
sort
of.
Right.
You know, that's Hope
wow.
and that's Hope's connection there,
oh,
you know.
Oh, goodness.
But, yeah, I got that. I don't know. I've seen it. And I thought, am I, like, sensing something with Sierra?
That's
is she kind of like, you know
thing.
How she was with.
I got kind of a skeevy feeling like she's really vulnerable. She's so devastated about Theo. And then she's got
yeah.
this leverage over Rafe, so it's like,
yeah.
oh, Lordy.
But I didn't see any, I thought it saw more on Sierra's end more than Rafe's. I didn't see him, like, doing, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just on her end, like, is she thinking that? I don't know. It's just strange. But anyway, I guess she's going to keep quiet for now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I was hoping she'd tell him.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if they want to have a murder victim, I have the perfect one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, really. But,
oh,
no,
I got another one, too.
We can never get rid of Rafe. Oh, my gosh. That would be like, you know.
Yeah. Him and
never
Brady.
Get rid of a good guy.
Him and Brady.
Him and Brady, yeah.
But, no.
Yeah. Talk about having shirts off, Anna. What do you think of Tyler Christopher with the shirt off?
Ooh.
Well,
oh.
I was going to say that's probably the best part of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what do you think when Abigail knocks on the door and he says, come in?
Yeah, yeah that, but I didn't like naked. That because I thought that was kind of a crap yeah. move on his part. You know?
Well, yeah, and that's what Abigail said. She said, you told me to come in and you're naked. Well, he says, well, what's wrong with that? He says, you Americans
uh-huh.
have hang-ups about
and she's
being
like, you're
naked.
American too, you idiot.
And
oh,
he's
Lord.
Throwing a towel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, and then she comes, of course, and has to, yeah, he comes in the room where she's in the, has the
uh-huh.
towel around her. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think that's another the reason, maybe another reason they brought in that new Demira is because of conflict for Chad and Abby.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
sure.
not necessarily to
be
the head of Demira,
yeah.
but it was also to have
uh-huh.
a triangle there or the conflict
yeah.
with Abigail.
Right. Plus, she's
because I'm thinking to myself,
Chad.
Abigail is like, Abigail's looking at this guy naked, and then you're looking at Chad. I'm thinking, Chad. Chad's got the beautiful blue eyes.
This was subtle, but when he said he was dressed and she came back in, her eyes looked down first. I was like, I saw that.
And then she did come clean. She did tell Chad that she saw him, that, you know, he was all, you know.
See, now
Chad's
pissed. He was ready to go punch him, but, you know, she's like, no, that
yeah.
would not be a good idea right now. Calm down. And
yeah.
So, I mean, I like the way there's all these angles, though, with the different mm-hmm. things that are being, I mean, I just think it's a real credit just to be able to say that I'm enjoying every storyline and every character pretty much. And what, I mean, there are characters you love to hate kind of thing, but I mean, and even with the patch,
right.
his eye situation, it's so strange because
yeah.
Sometimes I hate their medical stories, you know, even though they're based around a hospital, because sometimes they're so dumb, you know, or they're so unrealistic or whatever. But, you know, I can actually relate to that in my own family, where my dad lost the sight in his eye, one eye, when he was like 42. And he doesn't have a patch, though. He has a prosthetic eye in that eye. But and then it's like they've had to work like miracles to keep his other eye viable and working. So you realize every day, like, okay, if something happens to his other eye,
I won't be able to see at all. You know, I mean, it makes you realize how precious, you know, your sight is. And, you know, it just, I could, all of a sudden, like, I was going, wow, I can really relate, because he's, like, if they're going to go into it as far as something with his eye, that's a real, you know, that's something that some people can relate to, that, you know, it's, you know, he's
I heard
gonna,
that,
be totally
that some
blind.
Of poisoning, that he's being poisoned,
oh.
too, because
oh,
he's
okay.
dizzy, too, and blurriness and dizzy. Now,
oh, okay.
I don't know. And they
okay.
said, now, who, and if someone is, who could it possibly be, you know, that that would be poisoning him? So, yeah, that's a whole other yeah. angle there, too. And, of course, we do have this issue if Andre does get killed, there's all these people, you know, it's one of these whodunits yep. because there's going to be many that could have been. Because I hear that Gabby, he fires Gabby. So she's all pissed off at him. And, you know, there's, and I think they even say Kate can be a suspect because I guess she finds out. So, so you have all these, you know, going to have another whodunit thing, so I don't know how long that'll drag on.
Well, see,
so,
what really bothers me, like, I think, Jen, you were saying earlier, mm-hmm. though, this is so fast. It's like, we're going from,
was,
oh, this plot.
Was
theory,
it a rewrite? I think I heard Carrie say that. Somebody said,
somebody
or there's been theories out there, why did they rewrite it? Was it a rewrite?
Yeah.
But then how can they rewrite, though? They're 6 months ahead. How do you rewrite?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think
you know.
It's awfully bizarre that it happens so quick, right? You know, I mean, but as far as story pacing, there's such a thing as too fast, you know?
And Teo anyway. Signed a 2-year contract 2 years ago, which means he's not up until, like, I think May of this year.
Yeah.
So he's still, his
contract.
But then again, they have those stupid clauses and stuff. So, yeah, you have all
of
this.
Of course.
Things that don't
yeah.
don't make sense. So it's like, yeah, it was just like, too fast. So somebody kills them all of a sudden when it's leaked out somehow. Because you know, you
it's
always know sooner
like,
or later
remember,
someone's going to find
how,
out.
Well,
it
and
was
remember
him.
How Tyler Christopher was in protracted contract negotiations with GH and it got really ugly towards the end?
Yep.
Jen, did
yes.
you follow any of that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't follow a lot of it, but I heard about a little, you know, bits and pieces. And so it's kind of like, it's almost like once they got him sealed, that's like, oh, okay, we can go off the other one of the other Demiras. You know, it's like, what? You know, I don't like it. I mean, it's in a way, it's a compliment to Teo that they always manage to use his characters as ratings bait, as
yeah.
ratings
yeah.
fodder. But it's just,
and
the
if they wanted
time,
a
like,
shocking thing,
yeah.
to me that's not shocking. It's just,
no.
oh, it's Andre again. It's the same old thing. It's not a shocking thing. Yeah, people are surprised, but here we go again. You're doing it again. Stay
you know, I also
again.
Hear Chloe leaving. Did
What's
you hear
that?
Me? I hear Chloe leaving. Chloe's leaving.
Yeah, I thought I did hear. Did I see that somewhere? I think it was it Soap
I'm
Opera Digest?
I've really been
yeah, that's surprised.
Her
I thought
back.
She kind of was staying.
I thought she and Lucas
Is that
were
by choice?
I don't know. I bought the magazine, but I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
Oh, okay. But Chloe kind of flits in and out of Salem. Like, she comes,
yeah.
she goes, she comes, she goes. Kind of like Sean and Belle. They
yeah.
Come and go, depending on what's
yeah,
going
but
on.
She, like, bought, but she bought a business, for crying out loud.
Yeah, so
and,
I thought
know,
she was
I mean,
going to be staying, especially when she did that.
A while, and I really, I like Chloe this time around. Her tension
yeah.
With Julie and stuff, I really like that. So that kind of pisses me off.
And I was wondering, you know, kind of
odd.
Was like, was she going to get with Brady? Was she going to get with Luke? Kind of liked her and Lucas.
Lucas,
yes.
I wouldn't wish Brady on anybody.
Anymore? Yeah, Brady. Yeah, he's so good. Still like him and Nicole, but. Did I read, you know what, I didn't see Nicole, but did I read somewhere that Nicole was supposed to come back over Christmas, or was she supposed to come back and visit with Holly?
I think
but she never did.
Yeah.
No, okay.
That's what I heard, too, and then I thought maybe I missed it, because there were some episodes I still haven't
yeah.
seen back before.
But that
you know,
didn't happen.
So I thought she had
but
come back. Okay. And then
no,
you got
huh?
the whole Jen. Then you got the whole Jen. And I think Jen and Eric are cute. But it's like Jen totally
yes.
thinks that he's still in love with Nicole.
But Savannah. Old Anna's causing yeah. trouble. yeah.
And she don't even know it.
She just overheard Nicole. Yeah. And she didn't even really, yeah. So, what do you think this new doctor, I guess Jen, this new doctor now, I guess he was a doctor that helped save Abigail back in the day.
I've got to look at the credits and see if he's the same guy.
He's new Eric Brady,
Dr.
though.
Shaw was
on.
Dr. Shaw was on, and that guy, and that character anyway, and I remember looking him up, and I couldn't find much on him, but I thought he was really hot, and I'm not sure this is the same guy. I almost feel like they recast him, but I need to
check
the
credits. I think they might have recasted him. I could
not,
be wrong.
He doesn't look like the same guy that I remember. I could be wrong, but because I remember the minute he appeared, I was looking his butt up on Twitter, and he didn't really have any Twitter, you know. And I was just like looking him up on Wikipedia and everything. And so then with this guy, it might be the same actor, but he looks different to me. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. But
come on, he's no Eric Brady.
I know, but you know, if Jen's thinking that Eric doesn't love, you know, is still pining away.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, he's throwing Nicole's pictures away, and there's one that falls out of the batch and is laying on his desk.
Yeah.
So
just
Jen
when
sees that
gonna
and
go
thinks
back
he's
and
pining away.
Yeah.
I want Jen and Eric.
Yeah. I like them. I like it.
Yeah. And I think Lucas and Eve would be good.
Lucas and?
Eve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They need to get Lucas with
really
somebody.
I don't really see that.
I don't know,
I
Eve.
Was
I don't
be
know.
Chloe, but,
Yeah, I just, if it would have been Chloe, would have been staying, I would have liked to see them two together.
Just think, Eve hires Lucas, and it drives Kate nuts.
Oh, yeah. Anything to drive Kate. Well, it doesn't take much with her kids to drive her nuts, but yeah. Yeah, Lucas has been off. Well, we know he's in rehab, so. Detox. Yeah, that's where he's supposed to be, but still. I'll have to bring him back soon.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, did you catch the Nick mention?
Yes. Don't go. Somebody brought it up to Gabby, right? Did they bring it up to Gabby?
Yeah.
Kate. Oh, yeah, it was funny about knocking somebody over the head.
Oh,
we could just knock them over the head.
Throwing somebody in the river.
Yeah,
so throwing somebody in the river, yes.
Throwing them in the river.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like him to come back.
Nick, well, he could be alive, too. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
Everybody comes back mostly, but. So what do you think about the whole Nick? I know some of it was last week, but there might have been a little bit this week. I know Will was telling Maggie and Victor that he was moving out. This week. Oh, and there were some really good scenes with Sonny and Paul, more or less.
I would death
Paul
him.
Telling him, you know, that was Will, not me. Like, Paul is like blaming, I mean, Sonny is blaming Paul. Thinking he, but it's the other, you know, he doesn't realize, no, it's Sonny doesn't want you, you know, I mean, yeah. Will doesn't want you, Sonny. He wants Paul.
Did you guys hear Days is getting Greg Rickhart from Young and the Restless?
No.
I wondered who was going to
play.
For
what character?
Isn't he somebody they'll probably be for, like, Sonny or something? Or
yeah.
In the mix?
Yeah, he may.
We need a fourth one. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Okay, but who likes Will and Paul? I don't like that combination. I don't like
Will
them.
And Paul.
I like Paul and Sonny, and I like Will and Sonny. But I do not
like
Will and Paul.
But, like, I know Diva Carey likes,
I don't know why,
Paul and Will. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I don't. It's weird. because I like Will.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I like Will with Sonny. I guess I like Sonny with either one of them, but I don't like Paul and Will. Oh. So I guess we do have to have a fourth one in there.
Yeah.
To mix it up and mix them all around, just like, yeah. Hmm. But I do like all three characters. You know, I do like Sonny, Paul, and Will characters. So, anything else?
Yawning time.
I think all the other.
Well, then we got
all the storylines.
So Theo's going to be going to South Africa, and then Claire. Of course, she's devastated.
Oh, Claire and Tripp.
And Tripp.
Sierra's going to be liking Tripp somehow. That's the triangle
mm-hmm.
there. Unless she comes
mm-hmm.
on to Rafe. I don't know. But that'll be
That's weird.
Like
I don't know if they meant for it to come off that way, but I totally.
Maybe not.
I totally
maybe we're
felt
all
the
reading
same
into
way.
It.
Maybe the way she was just acting, that's the way it came off. But that's. I almost got a little bit of a. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Because she comes back, she's a different Sierra. She's a wild,
and then
more,
she and then she
adventurous.
And then she kind of hugged him and stuff, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
get that.
But they're supposed to have been close,
happened,
like, you know. Yeah.
So, and then Sierra gets her bike back. She got Hope let her.
But that gets to be a little incestuous, too, because he was a father figure to her.
Incestuous, yeah.
From the time she was a little girl. Yes.
Who?
Yeah,
oh, Rafe?
Little...
Who are you talking about, Rafe?
Yeah,
Rafe and
Sierra.
Oh, yeah.
Because you remember when we saw Sierra, I mean, she was little and he was, like, with Hope then, too.
Yeah.
That whole SAR thing. Oh,
I forgot about that. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I my open aid.
Let's see. So, and then let's see.
Oh, JJ doesn't want to become a cop. He doesn't want to be a cop anymore.
Yeah.
He turned. He's going to do something else. So, I don't know what that something's going to be. I haven't heard.
Center. I mean, you know what? It's funny because that Horton Center, that whatever that is, that's going to be like crawling with hot men. I'm like, okay, you got Eric over there as the director, and then Jason's that guy that came in that time they hired him.
Yeah.
He's really cute.
Yeah.
And then remember
new doctor,
Jen and I were drooling over him. And I'm like, why was Jason on his lunch break? Why can't we see Jason right now? and then if JJ goes over, it's gonna be like everybody's gonna be like, oh, I need some help.
Yeah.
It's like what a way to promote the center, right? I mean, I don't know what he's gonna do, but it just, that was really touching, though. They did a great job with that story with JJ and with, Theo and Eli.
Oh,
and
that was a real good,
They did a good job without beating anything over the head. They really told a story with the character-based story. Instead of, how sometimes soaps will, it's like they're mirroring something that happened out in the news. And it's so fake because it's not true to the characters, And I love how they were able to handle something kind of topical, but in my opinion, they were very sensitive on all levels about it, I don't know. So I'm really bummed, though. So I was thinking that I had heard that, but I didn't hear, I can't remember where I heard this. I thought Kyler was going to come back, but no, we don't think he is. Tyler, the guy who plays Theo that we love so much, he's not coming back at all?
I don't know. I don't know why he left. I don't know.
Well, because remember Chad got sent off, the old Chad got sent off for rehab, for physical rehab. When he came back, he was, new Chad. So I wonder if they're going to do that, I guess. But I really loved Kyler playing him.
But I don't know why is it so kind of personal thing that he left, because I thought he did well. Like, it can't be like the Sierra. Yeah, we needed a new actress there. We needed a different Sierra for sure. But not his character.
Like you said something, like he came in at the same time. Maybe it was just his 4 years was up and he was ready or something like that, maybe? I don't know. I don't know. Hasn't really been 4 years, though, so. Because he was just coming on in 2015, because he didn't even, we met him at Day of Days, but we didn't interview him because he wasn't officially on yet. Remember? That was when Chase was there, and we ran into the kid who played Chase. And Kyler was outside with a couple of girls, and they were coming up, and Chase, the kid who played Chase was like, oh, I got to go. But it was so nice to meet you guys. I'm like, yeah, I know. You guys got girls out there that are admiring you.
I think they all came on at about the same time.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is they started appearing in November or later of 2015, because that's when you and I were there together anyway that time. So he hasn't been there for 4 years. So that's why, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I just really love him and his portrayal. So hate losing people that we really love. What I'm wondering is, when do you think Sammy's sore-ass kids are going to start coming back?
There's
Giovanni.
You got Johnny coming back to stay claim. You'll have to have Johnny DeMira.
You cut out. I couldn't hear you.
I said,
what did you say about Johnny?
You'll have Johnny DeMira happen to come back to stake his claim in the family once he's old enough.
Oh, yeah.
He's Chase's son. He's a DeMira. And Sydney.
Mm-hmm. And then Allie is Lucas's husband.
Yeah, how about Noah?
Who's Noah?
Carrie's son?
Carrie's son that we've never really seen.
Have they ever mentioned
Noah? They mentioned Noah to Anna. Okay. Cute. Yeah, they just mentioned him,
I always want to see Pocket come back. I want Pocket to come back as some, Because, you know, wouldn't it be time for Pocket to come back? I don't remember what his real name was on there, but his nickname that Kate Staley gave him was Pocket, and he was Philip's blood son, right? And I always thought when they adopted him out, off the show, I always thought, oh, he'll come back sore ass someday and try to make his claim on the Kiriakis, deal or something. So, I don't know. Anyway, let's see. Anything else? A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of different storylines going on, and I'm trying to think if there's any other outside news or spoilers or other things going on.
Getting
almost 20.
All right.
Didn't know how long.
Jen, you got anything else?
Nope. Think we covered everything.
So I guess we'll have to tune in this week and have a bitch session next week.
And if anybody of our listeners out there and you're upset, and just write Soap Opera Digest or tweet, even Twitter's a good platform to tweet at me and on Ron. You don't want to see Teo
Days
go.
Days of Our Lives. Head writer.
Write the magazine.
All righty.
All right.
Take care, everybody.
Good night.
All right.
Take care.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.